Sudan's president visited Darfur yesterday and said he would not be cowed by his indictment on genocide charges, nor allow it to distract him from the search for peace in the troubled region. Addressing supporters in Darfur's capital of Al-Fashir, a defiant Omar al-Bashir also sought to cast himself as a peacemaker and discount the significance of his July 14th indictment by the International Criminal Court's prosecutor. The ICC's chief prosecutor filed 10 charges against al-Bashir for masterminding a campaign of extermination and rape, specifically targeting three Darfur tribes. The UN says about 300,000 people have died and 2.5 million have been uprooted over the past 5 years. Humanitarian officer at CAFOD, Anthony Mahoney, spoke to us about the current situation in Darfur and how a lack of security in the region is affecting both the people and aid workers.
Well, I think we've always said that security is the biggest single constraint to our programme. It's, on the one hand, it's the major issue for the displaced people themselves, because the lack of security means that people are really stuck in temporary camps where they've been since 2003, 2004. And without security, they're not able to return back to their home areas, back to their villages, which would enable them to restart their own self-sufficient lifestyle again. So that's really why things aren't progressing for the IDPs. But security is also a major issue for those of us involved in the humanitarian response, because the worse security situation that we're now living with means less access to some of the areas where people are settled, or where people are even in some of the camps. This means it's much harder than it ever was for us to go about the normal relief activities, the distributions and the emergency activities that we are set up to do. We are really trying to sort of mitigate the worst effects of a crisis which is largely man-made.